You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. Concassis IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Edward. Can be very spiteful when he wants to be.
Buatsi. Bad knockout. I saw people, you know, as we know, Terry Harper was headlining the card tonight and unfortunately broke her hand at the end of last week. JB stepped up. I've seen a few people, you know, DeSantos weren't great. Probably the same kind of people that if Maurizio Lara got knocked out or Strafon got knocked out in a round, they would have said he weren't good enough either. He was 15-0. You know, you saw how devastated he was by a defeat. He was awkward. He weren't at Joshua Buatsi's level and he got knocked out brutally. Good performance from JB, back after a long layoff, teaming up with Virgil Hunter now. Now we have to step up into a big fight this summer.
We do hope DeSantos is okay. Do you know he's okay?
Yeah, we saw him walk out. I mean, it was a brutal knockout. And you saw, you know, he was devastated because he's never lost before. And he came here to win the fight.
The link up with Virgil Hunter, glimpses of it tonight, but it seems to be working okay.
Yeah, it's going to take time, isn't it? You know, I think JB's always been technically very sound and it's going to take time for him to gel with Virgil. I don't want him to wait around too long because I feel like he could win a world title now. But they're going to want a bit of time to gel together. He's just got to take that step up now between, you know, a Dos Santos and a Dimitri Bivol. There's plenty of levels in between and he's got to choose one of them, hopefully as high as possible, because I believe he's good enough to do that. And, that, you know, I don't think, you know, we know we represent Dimitri Bivol as well. And that's a fight that can be made. And I think he could beat him, but obviously they'll want him to be in the best possible place to beat him, and you know, I just sometimes you mustn't wait around too long.
Would you say within the next 12 months that fight is a possibility?
Yeah, I think he could do it at the end of the year, you know, but obviously he's got a new trainer now, he's working with Virgil Hunter. They are going to want to have a few fights together, which is fine as long as we step up appropriately for the next fight, and I think they'll do that.
Sorry, I'm just untangling
one. That's fine, it's priorities, mate.
If you didn't know what I was doing down here, yeah, go on.
You can just run through the card. I know you're pushed for time. Just run through the rest of the card.
So I thought Lerone Richards was outstanding tonight. I mean, De Carolis is a good fighter. Former WBA world champion, regular belt. Knocked out Feigenbert, drew with Zoiga. But Richards just absolutely mesmerised him tonight. You know, if he can sit down on his punches a little bit more, he's going to be a major problem in the division at 168.
Want you bank?
That's a good fight. Good fight. You've also got...
Rosado.
Yep. Jason Cunningham was sensational tonight. I mean, Gamal Yafai got off to the worst start ever. He boxed really poorly in the opening rounds, but Jason Cunningham just boxed to a great game plan. Congratulations to him and Steffi Bull. It was a tremendous fight, one of the fights of the year so far. Tommy McCarthy, good win over Dürr, who was a bit disappointing, I thought, you know, came a bit to survive. We announced tonight both guys have signed. Tommy McCarthy will fight Chris Willem-Smith for what will be the British Commonwealth and European title at Fight Camp. That'd be a great fight. Dalton Smith was sensational. I think he's probably one of the best prospects in world boxing right now. Solomon Dacre's good performance against one tough, tough man in Manev. Good win for Ellis Hopkins. And that was all she wrote.
Right, give me a day.
A what?
A day.
A day for what?
A day you're going to announce the big fight.
You've been in the back office all night listening to all the conversations.
Every single one.
You have. I know. And you've even, what people don't know is, you've even been speaking to people in Saudi Arabia who we've done the deal with. Yeah. You took the phone off me and went, all right, son, yeah, all right. But, yeah.
But they before you said, oh, Coogan's here, I heard them say, oh, I love Coogan.
You went, give me the phone.
I heard them say, I love Coogan before
the people that we've done the biggest deal in boxing history with, you have had a conversation with tonight, going, oh, yeah, I can't wait to see you in Saudi, mate. I mean, you may have killed the deal. So what I want to say is, if this deal falls through, I'd like you to blame Coogan Cassius.
That's right. It up. What day? Come on. Next week?
Something like that, yeah. You know, you've been... Yeah, something like that. You know.
You wanted to get Eid out of the way.
Yeah, I'll ask you, is the fight happening?
To the best of my knowledge, from what I was hearing tonight, I would say absolutely yes.
I told you. I've got to do JD.
Quickly, Logan Paul Mayweather has wound up on Sky Sports box office. Thoughts about that?
You can't blame me for that one. Dreadful.
Really?
Listen, people are going to watch it, aren't they? Look, I did Logan Paul against KSI, but yeah. I can't go
you
back.
You promoted Logan Paul, back, though.
Yes, but it was a fight between two YouTubers who couldn't really fight. Now you've got a bloke who can't fight against one of the greatest fighters of all time. I can't go back on my word of what I've already said about the fight and change my mind just because it's now on pay-per-view. I wasn't involved with it. It's got nothing to do with me. Enjoy the show.
Just one more. Yep. Next week, huge fight. Josh Taylor.
Yes.
Gilberto Ramirez. Your thoughts on that fight?
Really, really good fight. I hope that Josh Taylor wins. I believe he will. And look.
Josh Denzel.
I know. So I've got to do some real media now.
Just finish off that comment about Taylor Ramirez.
I think it's a tremendous fight. I think Josh Taylor wins. I think he could stop him, actually. That's a great fight. But, of course, the big fight comes the week after Haney v. Linares.
Eddie, thank you very much. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.